Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In today's very competitive world of economic development, small and rural towns and counties often find themselves behind the eight ball, unable to match the incentives offered by their larger counterparts to attract business investment. But our next guest says a little imagination and creativity may be the answer. C.D. Rhodes is an attorney with Pope Flynn in Columbia. Today he's in our studio. C.D., welcome.
Glad to be here, Mike.
First of all, give us the background on your firm. Your firm does a lot of economic development work with municipalities.
We're based here in Columbia. We have offices in the upstate, in the Lowcountry, and in Charlotte, and we really focus not just on representing public entities in the economic development context, but really in all of the issues that affect governments in general. We help them borrow money. We respond to questions about governmental powers, in general, the types of things that they're empowered to do. And among those is economic development.
Now, is there anything different that a city or a town does versus what a county is trying to do as far as economic development goes?
Counties steal a lot of the headlines. A lot of what counties do is centered around industrial recruitment. And that's not really what the municipalities are typically focused on. Rather than being focused on industrial recruitment, they are more focused on, in a lot of cases, in small business development and recruitment, in the redevelopment of downtowns, the development of commercial corridors. They're smaller projects. They're not quite as flashy often as the projects the counties are engaged in, but they're equally important, especially to small rural towns. The tools that they have are really better used in very targeted economic development to achieve very specific goals.
Can you give us some examples?
Sure. One of the goals of many cities and towns all across the state is the redevelopment of these old historic downtowns. The brick and mortar is there. Oftentimes, the buildings are really picturesque and attractive, but they're also often empty. And they can come up with economic development programs that are specifically tailored to achieve either that goal or other goals. And they can create programs that are specifically targeted to achieve those goals.
Can you give us an example of a program?
Sure, absolutely. A lot of those tools are either abatement or rebate of particular fees or taxes that the municipality has control over. So, for instance, business license abatement, building permit fees, accommodations and hospitality tax abatements. Those are really popular, and they certainly can have an impact on making projects viable. One tool that's become really popular over the last 3 or 4 years, the Bailey Bill is the act that allowed it to take place. It's really targeted towards historic preservation efforts, also in some cases low-income housing, but I think it's been used most commonly in historic preservation. It allows a municipality to cap the value of a property that's used to calculate the property's taxes at the pre-rehabilitation level when there's some large rehab project that's planned for it. So a great example, it's been used a lot in the redevelopment of textile mills all across the state. If a developer comes in and spends $1 million buying an old mill and he wants to convert it, say, into apartments, and he's going to invest $15 million in that redevelopment through the Bailey Bill and through some municipal action, county council or city council action, the value of that property for tax purposes can be capped at $1 million for up to 20 years, even though the developers come in and invested $15 million. And that makes a huge difference in their property tax bill every year and makes these projects viable where they might not otherwise be.
Now, how about small towns, even some medium-sized towns in our state that do not have property taxes? What incentives or tools would be available to them?
The business license abatements, abatement of capacity fees or impact fees on the utility side, the abatement of building permit fees, accommodations, and hospitality taxes, can make a huge difference. They can also do things like provide infrastructure. They can extend water and sewer lines, provide parking. That's become a very popular incentive to offer to particularly larger projects, you know, large commercial and mixed-use projects these days.
Well, C.D., thank you so much for stopping by our studio today.
Thank you, Mike.
C.D. Rhodes is an attorney with Pope Flynn based in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to his firm posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.